Hey, it's Rock 94.7's Terry Stevens. Tomorrow, Frontline Pro Wrestling hits Stevens Point Holiday Inn Convention Center. This is the best indie wrestling that you can see, man. Not only that, but a portion of the proceeds helps out vets. And we have one of the toughest people that I know in this world here to tell us all about it. Oh, no, it's not you. It's this guy. Oh. Bulletproof Ben McCoy. What's going on, my dude?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Man, I'll tell you what. I am thrilled, for one thing. We're going to be part of Frontline Pro again. We were there for the first one that you did in Spencer, Wisconsin. You packed the house that night, and we're going to pack the house again tomorrow night. It's going to be lit.
Doesn't that seem like ages ago, though?
I know.
It was only a year, but it feels like forever that number one happened, and now we're on number 10.
Right,
so
right.
It's evolved very quickly.
And getting bigger and bigger every single time, man. I mean, this is a dream that you brought to the table. And just to give you a little background on why I call Bulletproof Ben McCoy the toughest person I've ever met. Spoiler alert. When you were serving in the U.S. military, you got shot in the freaking face.
That's a true story.
That is not an exaggeration.
Nope,
that
not
legit
at all.
Happened.
Yep.
And flash forward to today, you're engaging in the sweet sport of professional wrestling. You're like, you know what? I haven't been beat up enough by life yet. I'm getting in the ring next, man.
Well, I just want to make sure that I'm thoroughly beaten and defeated before I die. So. I figure as long as I give it everything I got, the passing over part will be really simple because there'll be nothing left.
Right.
So.
Yeah. You want to roll the odometer a few times before you junk it.
That's the goal. You know, that's really what it's all about. So
now you've got a hell of a card coming up tomorrow night at Stevens Point, and you have brought a big part of that card with you. Okay, I'm pretty sure that you're the most muscular person who has ever been in this studio. Spoiler alert. DJs are in terrible shape. So. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ken Anderson, welcome to the show, man.
Hi, how you doing?
I was not expecting you to be that quiet.
I'm very shy. I'm kind of shy and reserved.
Not buying that for a minute. So for those of you, maybe you're new to this whole professional wrestling thing, Ken Anderson, you may have known him as Mr. Kennedy back in the day on WWE, Mr. Anderson in TNA Impact, Ken Anderson, and a Wisconsin native at that, man.
Yes.
Local boy, done proud. And now you're living in that Viking-infested wasteland of Minnesota.
I haven't become a turncoat, though.
Okay.
I still bleed green and gold. And
we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. So you have a wrestling school now in Minnesota.
Yes.
So do you have a lot of locals in Minnesota who participate in the school?
Yeah, it's mostly everybody that goes to the school is from the Twin Cities area. We do have a couple people. We had a couple come from Australia for about 2 months. We had a fellow from Chile come, and he's trained with us a total of 6 months because he gets 3 month visits at a time. So he comes, and he's actually one of our graduates. So we've had people from other places, but yeah, majority of the people are from Twin Cities.
So you've worked yourself into a position as a diehard Packers fan where you get to beat up Vikings fans all day. That's
yeah. And I make them do squats when they'll rib me about. They'll say stuff about the Packers, whatever, and I'll just say, like, all right, 200 squats.
You are winning at life, Mr. Anderson. You are winning at freaking life. That said, your life is going to face a challenge tomorrow night.
That's what I hear.
You are facing the undefeated Backwoods Brown. I have seen this dude in action at Frontline Pro 1. My son will testify to this. We watch Backwoods Brown go toe-to-toe with this other humongous dude, and there was this poor little guy in the ring with him. It was a triple threat match, and this poor little dude just gets tossed everywhere. I mean, this guy makes me look as big as you. That's how little this dude was, and my son and I are watching him get tossed around like Super Mario. It was ridiculous. You're in for a fight tomorrow night. Are you ready?
I imagine so. Yes, I am, but I will say, like, I've been in the ring with a few 400-pounders, and they're always very tough. I consider myself somewhat strong, but it's kind of hard to throw a 400-pounder around
just a bit.
Like a sack of meat.
Maybe do the Super Mario thing. You go top rope, jump on their head, hope they turn into a shell, and kick them somewhere.
Definitely. I'm going to do some high-flying stuff tomorrow.
Ken Anderson breaks out the
luchador.
Yeah, he's going to break out the lucha libre skills tomorrow night in Stevens Point, man. So you got a big fight ahead. And, of course, This is WrestleMania weekend. You had a big moment, WrestleMania 23, when you won Money in the Bank.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when I squashed Hornswoggle off the ladder. That's what I thought you were talking about.
fellow Wisconsin native. As a longtime fan, I marked the F out when that happened.
Thank you. Yeah. I did too. There was two little fun interesting moments in that match. The one when I squashed Hornswoggle and he was laying under the turnbuckles, and I just went over and check on him, make sure he was okay, that he was still breathing, and I said, "Are you okay, man?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm great. How are you?" Like he could have been smoking a cigarette, just chilling, you know. And then another one was CM Punk and I were up at the top of the ladder, and we had started on the same. We had worked on my second show, and it was like his first show together. And we were up at the top trading punches, and he was like, "Huh, funny meeting you here. We've come a long way, haven't we?" It's funny how things work out in life.
The thing I love about you all's profession is how you take this thing in stride. When you're sitting there slugging it out and throwing each other through various pieces of furniture, how it's all in a day's work.
It hurts, but I mean, it's just like, I guess, you know, like football players, anybody that's played any sort of sports at all, basketball is a contact sport, hockey, football, you just sort of get used to getting hit. It's not like it's fun to get hit, but, well, sometimes it is.
Gets out the aggressions?
Definitely. Definitely.
There you go. You mentioned football. Got to talk about it a little bit. That last season for the Packers, that was rough. How does Ken Anderson come in and fix that nightmare? I mean, look, you teach dudes to toss dudes around and win in the ring, man. How do we win the Super Bowl ring? What's your fix?
You know, as much as I really appreciate his talent and his ability, I feel like Aaron Rodgers has been a big source of problems for the Packers for a long time. His attitude, the last two or three years, he's reminded me a lot of Jay Cutler. Just sit on the sidelines and sulk when things weren't going his way. And I've heard some nightmare stories about him. And I don't know if they're, who knows if they're true or not, but that he's kind of a harder guy to get along with in the locker room. And you want a leader in that role, somebody that, like Brett Favre. I was just showing my wife is from Australia, so she doesn't really know American football that much.
We won't hold that against you. Australia's fine. We like a lot of bands from there. And that AC/DC band, they may be big someday.
Someday.
If they stick with it.
But she wasn't around or didn't really know the Brett Favre. I was showing her videos of Brett Favre, and like, just type in Brett Favre having fun on YouTube, and it's just an endless cornucopia of funny Brett Favre videos, just goofing off and having fun. And no matter what they were doing, even when the chips were down for them, he still loved the game of football. He's just a big kid.
And it starts.
What do
the
you
top.
Think, Ben?
You're a Packers fan. How do you fix it?
I love Brett Favre. Brett Favre was awesome. How do you fix them now?
Yeah.
I think you get an offensive line that can make it more than three games without somebody getting hurt and being out for 6 weeks. I think you fix the secondary a little more with veteran talent instead of just rookies. And I think that you find the running game and give Aaron Jones a chance. Hashtag give Aaron Jones a chance, because Aaron Jones, I think, could be a huge difference maker. I think he could be the best running back since Amon Green if they give him the ball. So
no offense, Ken, but I think Ben came prepared with a better plan. He's clearly thought this through.
Oh, he did. He did, definitely. A football coach, I am not.
So you do coach in the wrestling school. What's lesson number one?
Don't be a
You hear that, Mr. Rogers? That's
pretty much. That is number one on our list. Just treat other people with respect. I was told my very first day, those that you step on your way to the top are the ones you're going to bump into on your way back down. And if you are in a position someday where you can help somebody out, like if you're working for WWE, say, and you know of a buddy of yours or somebody that's out there on the indies that is a good worker and the company could benefit from having their employee, you would be basically admitting to yourself and the rest of the world that you suck and that you're afraid of them taking your job if you don't try to go out of your way and do everything that you can to help them. So,
in this line of work, what I do, saying dumb things into the microphone and hoping people laugh at them. That's essentially my job. That and professional loitering.
Loitering.
It looks great on the resume. What do you do for a living? Hangout places. But
not a bad gig.
There's a philosophy we have that's train your replacement. You know, that's what you got to do. Look, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow or shipped off to Lansing, Michigan. Yeah. And there's got to be somebody who's ready to take this thing and take it to where it needs to go next, you know, and that's that same philosophy.
I've always felt confident in my abilities so that I don't feel like somebody's going to come in and take my job. But I want others to be good so that if we're both good together, then we put on a better show all over and everybody makes more money. You know?
Now, when you talk about incredible workers in this biz, Bulletproof Ben McCoy. No, for real. You're legit, dude. Get up on this mic for a minute. Get up on this mic. Oh, all right. So, interesting coincidence here. Mm-hmm. Ben and Ken, that rhymes.
That's true.
So, in the event that you guys somewhere down the road formed one of the most kick-ass tag teams in the world, you were prepared with the Packers answer. I think you probably have this prepared, too. What is your entrance music? When the Ben and Ken connection hit the ring.
Man, that's a tough one. Do you have anything?
Barbie Girl by Aqua.
if we're going that route, then I'm going to go with a little bit of LaBouche, Another Night, Another Day. I'm going for that.
Maybe what we'll do is we'll find a really kick-ass metal band to remix and cover those. There's got to be a mashup that can happen there.
I was really worried you were going to ask me what our tag team name would be, because it would be the American.
Thank goodness we're recording this so I can bleep that out. I think we got this hooked up. I would not be surprised if you head to Frontline Pro 10 tomorrow night at Stevens Point to hear some Barbie Girl busting out of those speakers.
You never know. Anything is possible. We're really excited about tomorrow, though. I mean, it's awesome. Ken's the first guy to come in and actually work for our company and being a, as we call in the business, a name. We were lucky enough to have Silas Young on our first show and be a special ref and help out there. But to actually have somebody of Ken's caliber come and step in and take an active role in a match for our company helps us so much by legitimizing us as well as giving the fans the utmost entertainment. Plus, Ken is one of the best guys that you could ask for as far as work rate and as well as improving your show. So we'll also have Ken's students. Some of his students will be on our show tomorrow. Cool. So that'll be really cool. They'll be in a tag match. And then the main event is going to be huge with the All Champions Triple Threat Iron Man match, which to my knowledge hasn't been done anywhere recently or ever. So that's going to be really interesting. And then, you know, MDC will be in the house and we're going to have a fun time. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And of course you're helping out vets too. That's all part of the mission of Frontline Pro, man. Join the fight. Absolutely.
One of the things that I find, you know, most compelling about Frontline Pro and just Ben in general is that the quality of the talent that he uses. So there's, I would say, a majority of the people have never, you know, experienced what it's like to be on the big stage or anything like that, but they are all very well trained and they look like wrestlers. And, you know, there's a lot of independent wrestling federations out there that just, you know, it's like a glorified backyard, basically.
Yeah, here are the thumbtacks.
Not what you're going to see tomorrow.
Here's a fluorescent light tube. Watch somebody maybe go to the emergency room. That's,
we were just talking about that on the way over here, actually.
We really were. We had an entire conversation about that on the way over here.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, like I brought my son to a couple of FPW shows, and you guys keep it, PG enough to where I can bring my boy and not have to have so many talks with him when I'm talking, you know? Right. That's class, man. I love it. We can't wait to see it tomorrow night. Ken Anderson, Bulletproof Ben McCoy, hitting up the Rock 94.7 studios. We'll see you guys at Frontline Pro tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Ken, before you split, would you do the thing?
This is Mr. Anderson. Anderson. And you're listening to Rock 94.7.
Oh, that was awesome.